pull up that easy chair and sit right down
for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now, don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Here's a fella that I haven't seen in a long time. I'm delighted that he's on the show with us. He used to be a star of the Louisiana Hayride, Country Johnny Mathis.
I've got music in my heart cause love is singing. I hear little bells of joy that keep on ringing. You've brought happiness that sets our world afire.
These little teardrops keep on
thing, as long as
well, good morning, friends and listeners. The Way Back with Johnny. This here's your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to this Sunday's program dedicated to the life and career of a true country music pioneer, yet forgotten hero, Country Johnny Mathis. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I'm a child of God. I've been washed in Jesus' blood. I'm watching and I'm longing while I wait. Soon on wings of love I'll fly to a home beyond the sky. The time on earth when in the books of heaven standing or sinned unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below, but I went to the keeper.
He
and
was praying that the Father's will be done. When the tears came down from Jesus, God's own Son.
Well, good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. Now, today is Father's Day 2025. With that mentioned, we have a true legend of country music that we are highlighting today from the golden era of country music. That, of course, is none other than Country Johnny Mathis, who rose to fame during the 1950s and 60s, however, would leave country music to preach the gospel of the Lord. With that, be celebrating his life and career, along with an interview with his son, John Mathis Jr. For hardcore country music fans, they will remember Country Johnny Mathis as being a member of the long-running Louisiana Hayride down in Shreveport, Louisiana. I'd also like to mention that Country Johnny Mathis was born on September 28th in 1930 in Maud, Texas, not to be confused with the Christmas crooner and singer Pop Johnny Mathis. Now, Country Johnny Mathis also passed away back in September 27th of 2011, following a decade of health decline. However, I would like to pay tribute to him on this Father's Day Sunday morning. With that, let's open up today's program with a song very fitting for today's tribute artist, titled Sundown in Nashville, and is sung by none other than Carl and Pearl Butler. Then we'll remember the man himself and a classic called Just Do the Best You Can. With that, I'd like to say good morning to all my listeners over CFRC 101.9 FM in downtown Kingston and also www.osherox.com in the greater Toronto area. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy Father's Day 2025.
The sign says welcome to Nashville. From whatever road you've been down, it seems like the first of the milestones. For here is the city, the town. It's a quaint old mystical city where idols and legends have stood. City where dreams come to harbor, a country boy's Hollywood. But it's lonely at sundown in Nashville. That's when beaten souls start to weep. Each evening at sundown in Nashville,
16th to Broadway. You walk past the new Hall of Fame and the record man with the big cigar. He never once asked me my name. You'll find some discarded love songs and visions of fame on the ground, pieces of dreams that's been shattered. They drift to the outskirts of town. But it's lonely at sundown in Nashville. That's when beaten souls start to weep. Each evening at sundown in Nashville, they sweep broken dreams off the street.
Here's a fellow that I haven't seen in a long time. I'm delighted that he's on the show with us. He used to be a star of the Louisiana Hayride, Country Johnny Mathis.
I don't care what kind of stories that's been told on you. That may be a lot of things in life you used to do. A shame or two. If you can't give a perfect love, I'll understand. Just do the best you can. Just give the best you've got. I'll ask no more. You're not on trial for what you've done before. Teardrops keep on falling from my eyes. I may never hold you in my arms for very long. It could be in the morning I'll awake and you'll be gone. Don't be afraid of hurting me, I'll understand. Just do the best you can.
But yes, friends, once again, we are back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. As we welcome you all into the program this morning, I would also like to open up the program, as we usually do, with sending out some special dedications to some dear friends and family. First of all, it's going to be a song for Mama Dawn today by none other than our tribute artist, Country Johnny Mathis, and a song called Mama Take a Bow. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my stepfather, forever known as Big Daddy out to our listeners out there today, and it's going to be a song going out to him with special thank you for being part of my life, and it's going to be by Johnny Cash, the Man in Black, and a song simply called The Baron. Then we'll wrap up the special dedication part of the program with a song going out in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willoughby, who gave me the greatest gift in life, and that of course was my love for country music. So in honor of my late father, Papa Willoughby, it's going to be a song by none other than Porter Wagoner, the great wagon master of country music, and Daddy's Working Boots. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out there, and also happy Father's Day to these dear friends and family members. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Papa died young and all he left behind. There's an old dirt farm and six little kids to feed. But Mama buckled down to the will of God. Mama had a spirit that would make a saint look weak. Mama taught us all how to hold our head up high and not be ashamed of the ragged clothes we wore. She said it didn't matter what was on our back, but what's inside that makes us rich or poor. Let's hear it for Mama. Mama, won't you take a bow? You never let us down, you held us all together somehow. Mama was a back. Wake up to the smell of biscuits she would bake. She'd pack them for our lunch and send us off to school. The teacher taught us all how to read and write, and Mama taught us all how to live by the golden rule. Now Mama came through and we turned out all right. Love when hurt would make us cry. There's not enough thanks in all this great big world. Just tip your hat to an angel when she walks by. Let's hear it for Mama. Mama, won't you take a bow? You never let us down, you held us all together somehow.
Won't you please take a bow?
Wish I had known you when you were a little younger.
Round me you might have learned a thing or two.
If I had known you longer, you might be a little stronger.
Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. As he walked into the pool room, you could tell he didn't fit. In his handmade boots, custom suit, pearl-handled shooting stick. Tonight there'd be a showdown, then everyone would know who shoots the meanest game around, the Baron or Billy Joe. Billy Joe looked edgy, about to lose his cool. But the Baron's hands were steady as the two began to duel. Yeah, he was like a general on a battlefield of slate. And he would say to Billy Joe, each time he sunk the eight, he'd say,
I wish I had when you were a little younger.
Round me you might have learned a thing or two.
If I had known you longer, you might be a little stronger.
Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. Now Billy Joe was busted, but he hadn't felt the sting. And from the far end of the table, he threw his mother's wedding ring. And he said, you won my money, but it ain't gonna do the trick. I'll bet this ring on one more game against your fancy stick. The Baron's eyes got foggy as the ring rolled on the felt. And he almost doubled over like he was hit below the belt. 20 years ago, it was the ring his wife had worn. And he didn't know before he left that a son would soon be born. It sounded just like thunder when the Baron shot the brake. But it grew quickly quiet as he lined up the eight. Then a warm hand touched his shoulder, and it chilled him to the bone when he turned and saw the woman who had loved him for so long. The game was never finished. The eight ball never fell. The Baron calmly picked it up and put it on the shelf. Then he placed the ring in the hands that held him long ago. And he tossed that fancy shooting stick to his son, Billy Joe. And he said, well, I wish I had known you when you were a little younger. Round me you might have learned a thing or two. I had known you longer, you might be a little stronger. And maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do. Maybe you'd shoot straighter than you do.
I have many fond memories of my daddy. One of the things I remember most was Dad's hard work and his working boots. My poor hard-working daddy worked his life away for us. That's the way my daddy showed to us his love. And daddy's two hard-working hands were calloused and were sore. Daddy's working boots have walked a million miles or more. As long as I remember daddy working, working on the job or either on the farm, trying to provide for the family that he loved. Daddy's working boots have taken many steps for us. Daddy's working boots, they served as his foundation. Just like him, they're tired and worn. For years they helped him stand. Daddy's working boots have filled their obligation. They walked that rocky road with a mighty, mighty man. Dear Lord above, I know up there my daddy's got a mansion and a great reward that long was overdue. And since my daddy's gone away to be with you in heaven, I know he's walking your golden streets in a pair of brand new golden boots. Daddy's working boots have served as his foundation. Just like him, they're tired and worn. For years they helped him stand. And daddy's working boots have filled their obligation. They walked that rocky road with a mighty, mighty man. My daddy's working boots.
Cause there are days when he comes back to me.
You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back
down the road of memory.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to take us up into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at Way Back with Johnny. With that mentioned, I would like to send out a song going out to my dear friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margie. For them today, it will be a classic by none other than Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beattie, joined on this with daughter Bonnie Beattie. It will be a classic called Dad and Daughter, which Uncle Ray sent me many years ago for our Father's Day show. Then we'll send out a song to my dear friends Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Arm Prior, Ontario. For them, today is going to be a classic by the first family of the Ottawa Valley, forever known as the Family Brown, and it's going to be a classic by them titled How Far Is Heaven. Then we'll wrap up with a song going out to all the fathers who can't be here this Father's Day and who greatly inspire many of us over the years. It's going to be Miss Gail Gavin, the Meadow Lark of the Ottawa Valley, and her all-time classic version of I Miss My Daddy. With that, I would like to say good morning to all the fathers listening up the Valley Way, and also good day to our dear friend Tom Wilson out there in Brockville. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Well, I'm mighty proud to be your daughter.
And I'm mighty proud to be your dad.
And I know you're proud of all you taught her.
Well, now, thank you, dear, that makes me glad.
And it's just so nice to be here with you.
Well, thank you, dear, it's been my dream to sing along with you.
Thank you, Dad.
We're a happy dad and daughter team. Dad and daughter live a life in harmony. Dad and daughter, it's all in the family. Dad and daughter shared in a happy dream. A song is all it takes, so what is love that makes a happy dad and daughter team? Upon my knee.
And remember when you first heard me sing?
Well, now let me see, I think you were just three.
And remember how you used to hold me, and since then we share a dream.
Well, now that dream's come true, and here we are, we two. We're a happy dad and daughter team. But it's love that makes a happy dad and daughter team. A song is all it takes. Oh, but it's love that makes a happy dad and daughter team.
kills me inside as I head down the road to know he won't be there when I get home. The bear hug he'd give me as I'd walk in the door is just a warm memory, 'cause he ain't there no more. He loved a good shot of whiskey and to belt out a song. I learned so much from him, some right and some wrong. He loved friends and good times, and it makes me glad when someone says, "Hey kid, you're just like your dad." My daddy, what can I say? He was my buddy, we'd sing every day. The stories he told me, I'll never replace. I can't wait to see him again face. He wasn't perfect, but neither are we. One thing I do know is he tried his best to care for his family and help all the rest. Sometimes when I stare at the stars in the sky, I swear I can see with a spark in its eye. And if I listen closely, I'll hear him say, "Give life your best shot and be proud of your name." I miss my daddy, what can I say? He was my buddy, we chatted again, face to face.
There's a valley I know where the tall timbers grow, where the Ottawa River flows swiftly along.
Hello, everyone. This is Gail Gavin from the Ottawa Valley, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back.
Hip ho through the rapids, bring low, where the Ottawa River flows by.
Well, yes, friends, once again it's that time in the program to welcome our very special guest of honor onto the Way Back with Johnny program here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to share that this next guest, Father, was a true country music legend and hero, having become a regular of the Louisiana Hayride back in the 1950s. However, he did leave the world of country music to preach the gospel of his Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. With that all mentioned, it brings me a lot of great honor to welcome Mr. John Mathis Jr., the son of Country Johnny Mathis, to our program today. Now, following this interview, first part interview, with the second half coming in during the third hour, but it's going to be a song following this interview by Country Johnny Mathis himself entitled Black Sheep. So with that, here now is my dear friend and a true link to country music royalty, Mr. John Mathis Jr.
Thank you, Johnny. It's good to be here. Thank you for thinking of me, and I appreciate you what you do for carrying on these legends and people who contributed to the music along the way. It's a very valuable thing to me.
Well, I appreciate you doing this for sure. Yes. I've always been a fan of your father's for many years now, first coming on to his music through WSM 650 out of Nashville. So your father was known as Country Johnny Mathis, not the Pop Johnny Mathis.
Yes, and they were both born, some of the confusions that contributed to that, they were both born in northeast corner of Texas, about 60 miles apart. They had a lot of commonality from that. They both started music careers about 4 or 5 years apart, and as my father was rising up in country music, he had had hits before the Pop Johnny Mathis, and then Johnny Mathis came into the market, and they started creating some confusion.
I see, yes. And you were saying it's less confusing nowadays, but I also understand that your father left country music. Of course, we'll go into that more in detail later, but how long until he wasn't, or the confusion happened?
Well, you know, that period from about 1956, if I understand what you're asking, Pop Johnny Mathis came out with an album. My dad started recording in 1949.
Yes.
And other artists started recording his music. I think Farron Young cut a song in 1951, and then Jimmy and Johnny, the duo my dad was in, had a top five song in 54, and my dad was on the hayride in the 50s, and that was going coast to coast, not only for KWKH, but CBS Radio Network, and so that period there from 56 to about 59, you know, my dad was going to concerts and getting the comments about the other Johnny Mathis and vice versa, and eventually, someone from Johnny Mathis's camp reached out and offered my dad $1,000 to change his name around 1959.
Okay.
What's funny about that is my dad would sell a song in the 50s for 15 bucks or a bottle of something, not Coke or Pepsi.
Yes.
That was his wild days. He would not change his name for $1,000. So he said, well, that's my name. I'm not going to change it. So what he did is he just added country in front of his name around 1959 to distinguish the difference.
I see. Were they ever related?
You know, I don't know. There's a possibility, but yes. To my knowledge, they were not.
I see. Okay, even though they were so close to the same area. So you were born, of course, the son of this legendary man. What was it like growing up in the Mathis household?
Well, you'd have to know my dad. He was not one to talk about what he did, you know, in regard to achievements. I mean, there were things I still discovered in writing this book about his songs that people recorded or people he had been around, hung out with, worked with. He just, you know, his perspective and outlook was just different. He did, you know, talk about the hayride. That was just a time in his life that he really enjoyed. But he was a performer. He just loved to perform. And just, you know, growing up with him, we really knew him more as we called him Papa. And
as a private person.
Well, you know, his focus was more on his family. He made sure he took us to church. And as soon as we started playing music, that really became a big focus as well for him. Right. And he would take us to nursing homes and anywhere else and churches. And so we kind of just moved forward, and the past was the past for him. He had a lot of regrets, too, and I think there were some things he didn't want us to know.
So, okay,
Because he didn't want us doing them, so.
I see, yes.
Yeah. I found some things right in that book where I was like, yeah, okay, Pop, I know why you didn't tell us you did that.
So. Exactly, that's right, yes, for sure. I know John Ritter's dad, Tex Ritter, was the same way with him, so I've heard. Yeah,
and Pop worked with Tex on the hayride.
Oh, yes.
I have a Tex Ritter story if you want to hear it.
Sure, I would love to, yes.
It didn't make the book. I still find things out that weren't in the book. But
okay.
Apparently, you know, my dad was an imitator during the 50s. Part of his show was he would do imitations of people, and he had a Tex Ritter imitation he would do. And so one time at the hayride backstage, Tex said he was going to get Mathis back. And so during the Jimmy and Johnny set, I believe it was, Pop was out there on the stage. Well, Tex just comes walking out in the middle of their set. And he pulls his gun and shoots Johnny. Of course, it had blanks in it.
Yes.
And Pop, in his interview, it was the interview I saw, he said he just played right along and fell out on the stage like Tex had shot him and the crowd went wild.
Well, there's always things that we never realize. Like, I've been trying to write books too, and you always keep on learning as you go on. Exactly. Yes.
Especially, man, I'm gonna tell you, with someone, you know, with artists and things like that who've done so much in their life, there is a lot of research, and you know, unless everybody's still alive and you can catch everybody, it's hard to dig it all up.
That's so. For sure. Now, while we're on the subject of your dad's book that you wrote, tell us a little bit about how you got into writing this story.
Well, there was a catalyst for this. You know, let me back up. I had a friend about 15, maybe 20 years ago. For me, my dad's past was old history. You know, I'm 56, yes. and you know, once each decade's passed, people, they're relegated to the past, and so I never thought much about it. You know, I appreciated my dad's influence. But my friend Norm Blanchard just really got on me and said, man, that's a really great thing. You should preserve your dad's legacy. And he just kept after me about it, and he planted those seeds. And so so I went to work doing that, putting his music out. I acquired about 100 and something of his copyrights and master recordings, and you know, started working all that stuff to preserve his legacy. And that led into Sync Music. Sync licensing, where I was starting to get his music in film and TV. And then in 2023, Michelob Ultra picked up a song and used it in the national commercial for 2023 and 2024. Nice. And so now here's the guy that has all of these achievements, 12 Country Music Hall of Fame inductees have recorded his music or more, started recording in 1949, and now in 2023, almost 75 years later, you know, millions of people are hearing his voice again. They ran that commercial in Canada and the U.S. Yes. And so I thought, you know, how many people have these ups and downs and these choices and this career and do all this stuff, and then after they passed, millions are hearing their voice again. So I wanted to sum up his life. There's a lot of public stuff about him from his career in the 50s and early 60s. And he was, you know, he would tell you he was wild and just living life, wasn't thinking about a career.
As he termed it, the ruination.
His ruin, yes. He was living his ruination. And so that's all public. You can research all that. You can find comments that people had to say about him. But yeah. I knew the other side, and I knew the full story, and I didn't want publicly just that segment of his life for him to be known for that. I wanted him to be known for what he became, you know, for the remainder of his life. And, you know, we had a time of singing and traveling through churches and, you know, and doing more what he felt he should have been doing as a man and as a person.
And tell us a little bit about the title, how it came about.
Well, I have another friend who is a movie script writer and director, and I actually worked on a film or two with him as a music supervisor. And as I was writing his book, I was really trying to come up with a title that summed up my dad's life. And is Derek Purvis is his name, and he's the one that threw out Sometimes Stardom Ain't Enough. And I was like, man, that really was what was going on with my dad. He was kind of searching for a deeper purpose and a deeper meaning in life. And no matter what he accomplished in regard to music success,
it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough. In fact, it sometimes made him worse.
Yes.
It was empty to him. So.
So where did he get the idea that his ruination? I see that word a lot in that book that you wrote.
Well, my dad was an East Texas boy. He dropped out of the ninth grade. He didn't have this great education, but mm-hmm. went on to write probably about 500 songs and get 2 BMI certificates of achievement for his writing for a guy whose grammar wasn't that great when it came to writing. And so he would coin phrases, and that's some of that Texas stuff right there is making your own words up. I still say words to my wife sometimes. We've been married almost 16 years, and she'll look at me and say, I never heard that word. And I said, well, my dad used it all the time.
Exactly. Yes, for sure. Yes, I think so that goes for all of us, really.
Yes. There's a lot of colloquialisms and family tradition in the manner with which we speak.
Yes.
All say that I am just a blotchy, and that I'm not wanted here.
They say that I'm not worthy to be near them. Please tell me, God, where can a black sheep go? I've never had no one down here to love me. You see, I've never met my mom or dad. They went away when I was just a small boy. Not many kind friends have I ever had. Could you make room in heaven for a blight? Could you love and treat me as your own? Or would I still be treated like an outcast? A black sheep who must always play alone. Not be pretty that I'm wearing, but you know that I can't help the way I look. I wonder if you'd search your holy pages and tell me if my name is in your book. Could you make room in heaven for a black sheep? Could you love and treat me as your own? Or would I still be treated like an outcast? A black sheep who must always play alone.
Hello, friends and listeners. This here is Johnny Woodlock, host of Way Back with Johnny, and I'd like to tell y'all about a great concert coming up this summer when Mill Pond Music and Entertainment will be welcoming Moe Pitney to the Grand Theater here in Kingston, Ontario. That's one night only, June 30th, including the opening acts of Honky Tonk Heart and Griffin McGill, and tickets can be bought in person through the Grand Theater box office in the Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario here, or also by phoning the box office at 613-530-2050. And this is going to be one show you're not going to want to miss with an upcoming country music star in the making.
Country ain't even a place on the map. It's a place in your heart.
Yes, friends, following that first part of our interview with John Mathis Jr., we're back here once again. And it's that time to turn back the years to the golden era of country music with diving into the vinyl vaults here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios today. But however, we would like to first of all open the vinyl vault door to the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past weekend. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's once again turn back the years to the Father's Day inspired songs that many legends of country music were known to record. Now with that mentioned, there was an icon of country music recitations. That of course was none other than the legendary Red Zavine, Woodrow Wilson Zavine. With that mentioned, I would like to dedicate this in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willoughby, who was a great father. However, we didn't always see eye to eye over the years, as he will know. But he will always be remembered as a dear friend of mine and a true inspiration in my country music career. With that mentioned, we would like to go back to 1975 and remember an all-time single version of a song simply titled Daddy. With that, we will dedicate this in loving memory of my late father. And here we go. Turn this one up because it does bring back a lot of memories. Welcome in, friends. Now here is Red Zavine.
Today, I've been counting the many blessings in the family my dad raised. All the love we shared through the years has come back to me in many ways. And today, my mind flashed back to my childhood days. I recall my first day of school and how much it hurt my dad to see me start off in patched up blue jeans. But Dad, today that's the style. My boy won't go anywhere without his patched up jeans. They're old and faded, and they look like they've never been cleaned. And I remember Sunday school, and how I'd get mad when you'd make me go. But now, I can see why that was so important to you. 'Cause we prayed together, and we stayed together. Now, my dad was a man that knew his own mind. And I remember when he'd call us all together, and he'd say, "Family, it's loving time." His world was built around Mom and the four kids they raised. And I can still see the smile that always came on Mama's face each time Dad would say the table grace. The house was filled with lots of noise, but when we got too loud, Dad would always say, "Oh, those devilish boys." There was three of us. The fourth was a girl. Well, you know Dad had a choice, a favorite, that is. But he'd say, "I love one just as much as I love the other. Oh, would you look at her? She looks just like her mother." I've heard a lot of other people talk about my dad and talk about the things that he'd done when he was young. 'Cause I might be a little bit prejudiced, but he was the best in the county when it came to a contest and games. 'Cause he could outrun, outbox, outshoot any of the professionals that came to town. Now, my dad was a good man, and his family came first. And he did his best for us. And I know sometimes he worked till it hurt. The Depression wasn't an easy time. A dollar a day was the pay back then. And I remember my dad leaving the house before daybreak and walking 14 miles to get to work without being late. Oh, I guess everyone remembers the good times and the bad. Good times were happy, bad times were sad. And when I'd do something wrong, he'd straighten me out with his hand or a belt out behind the house. But now, Mama didn't raise her voice or fuss when we get out of hand. She'd just say, "Now that's enough." And if we didn't obey, she'd tell Dad what was wrong. And without a question, Dad would lay it on. While we picked cotton, chopped cotton, stacked hay, pulled corn, well, that's the way we made our living back then on the farm. But things are different now, 'cause it's like a new world we're living in. Everything's a mad rush, not enough time for friends. And when I think of my dad, it makes me proud, you see, 'cause he gave so much of himself to make life easier for me. Now, not everyone is lucky as I am to have a father who wanted the best for me out of life. And now when I hear a church bell chime, it's almost like my dad saying, "Family, it's loving time." So why don't you go to your dad right now and tell him you love him? And I'll bet you a dollar against a dog biscuit that it will mean more to him than any gift that money could ever buy. 'Cause, you know, you can't ever repay him for all the things he's done for you. And the best way I know to let him know is just say, "Daddy, I love you."
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour here at Way Back with Johnny on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mention, I would like to send us in to the second hour of this morning's program with a few sacred gospel songs inspired by, yes, the family that raised us, including the fathers on this Father's Day weekend, but also dedicate them to the mothers that also helped to raise us as well. With that, we would like to send out a song by none other than Porter and Dolly, and "Daddy Was an Old Time Preacher Man." Then we'll follow with another all-time classic, this time by The Man in Black once again, and "Daddy Sang Bass." Then we'll send us up into the very top of the second hour here this morning with none other than our tribute artist, none other than, yes, Country Johnny Mathis, and a song going out to all the single mothers out there today who raised their children as both a father figure but also a mother figure, taking on the job of two people. With that, it's going to be a classic by Country Johnny Mathis entitled "If I Could Only Hear Mother Pray Again." And with that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the second hour here this morning. And yes, welcome in, friends.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached a plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
He told the people of the need to pray. He talked about God's wrath and judgment day. He preached about that great eternity. And he preached hell so hot that you could feel the heat.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. And Leona would get up to testify as we'd sing in the sweet by and by. Then we'd sing, I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man.
Revivals and camp meetings went for weeks. Folks came from all around to hear him preach. Daddy said, if one is saved, it's worth it all. But the aisles were always filled at altar call.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yeah. Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Daddy worked for God but asked no pay. For he believed that God provides a way.
We never had a lot but we got by.
I guess it's cause the Lord was on my daddy's side. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet sure. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet by-and-by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream. When memory recalls them now and then, and with that rapture sweet, my weary heart would be if I could hear my if I could hear her tender voice as then, so glad I would be, would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother. Him above, and some glad morning she, I know, will welcome me to that eternal home of peace and love. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voice as then, so glad that I would be, would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother.
John Mathis Jr., the son of country Johnny Mathis. You are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock here in the Way Back with Johnny show.